Good morning on this Palm Sunday, the 28th of March 2021. Our readings for today are from Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 11 and the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 14 verses 1 to 15. But the passage that I want to look at today is from Philippians chapter 2, a passage that we are familiar with, because it talks about how Jesus humbled himself, becoming a man, being obedient to the point of death, and even death upon a cross. And as Paul recounts here in Philippians chapter 2, because of this, or therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name. But the verse that stood out for me is the first verse, verse 5. And it says this: "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." You see, Christ Jesus had the mind to humble himself, but he also had the mind to have the mind of God in heaven. Now, even when I say that, I hesitate or struggle or want to explain, because we know that Jesus is and was God. But yet he referred to his Father in heaven. And he also referred to the Holy Spirit, which we know and believe in as the Trinity. And so, even though we at times may struggle with that concept, Jesus is God, the Father is God, the Holy Spirit is God, because that is what the Bible teaches us. I was looking this up, and I was reminded of the story of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. And in Daniel chapter 3, you can look up that story and you'll see about how Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace because they refused to bow down to a golden idol. And King Nebuchadnezzar had them thrown into the fire. But it comments in that passage about how King Nebuchadnezzar asks the people around him, were there not three people thrown into the fire? And yet I see a fourth one who looks like a son of God, or looks like the Son of God. But it uses that term, Son of God. And so even in the Old Testament, we have this picture of the Son of God. And yet, very much so in the Old Testament, the Lord our God is one God. And that is no different from us today. We believe that the Lord our God is one God, and yet he has revealed himself to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, what we call the Trinity. And so in this passage in Philippians chapter 2, Jesus is saying that he is not considering it his right to be equal with God, and so he has the mind of the Father. And he submits himself, he humbles himself. And everything that he does on the earth is because there is a plan that the Father has for his life to bring about the salvation of all men. Now I say that because of what verse 5 says. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Now, how on earth are we supposed to get the mind of Christ? How are we supposed to think like Jesus thought? Because we're not God. Are we supposed to die on a cross? Are we supposed to be obedient to the point of death? And we may ask those questions. But I believe that the Bible tells us how we are to have this mind, the same mind as Jesus had. Romans 12 tells us that we're not to be conformed to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Again, that's telling us what we need to do, but how do we do that? And I want us to look at a different passage, and it's not a passage that is from the readings from today, but this passage is Colossians chapter 3. And I believe that Colossians chapter 3 gives us a better picture of how we can have this mind. Now let me read the first two verses of Colossians chapter 3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. And just stopping there, that gives us the perfect picture as to what we are to do. It starts off by saying, if you were raised with Christ. And it's talking to those of us who are Christian, because this doesn't apply to everybody. In the sense that only those who have given their lives to Christ, have asked Jesus to come into their life, are born again, are able to have the mind of Christ, are able to think like this. And so the point is, if you've been raised with Christ, then you seek those things which are above. You should be thinking about the things of God. Now we can struggle with this, and this is something that we all are faced with, because there's so much that's going on around us every day. There are so many things that are going on in our lives, and all of us have lives. That seems like the obvious. Of course we all have lives, and our lives are all different. Some of us may be on our own, where family are far, far away, or we've actually outlived our family and we're on our own. Others have family and so are interacting with other people. Some of us may be married with children, or children with parents. And whatever our situation is, there's a lot that's going on in our lives. But when we come to Jesus, when we believe and trust and accept him as being our Saviour, not just the Saviour of the world, but my Saviour, then that's what Colossians chapter 3 is talking about. And it's also what Philippians chapter 2 was talking about. That as Christians, we need to set our mind on things above. We need to have the same mind that Christ Jesus had. We need to set our mind on things above and not things on the earth. And the reason for this is that if we do this, we will find it so much easier to live this life. Now, that is good news, because most of us are like the rest of us, and we can at times struggle with this life. And I believe that this is what the answer is you will struggle less when you're thinking on heavenly things rather than thinking on earthly things. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I preached on Ephesians chapter 2, where it says that we have been raised up with Christ and seated with him in the heavenlies, which sounds very similar to this, as what it's saying in Colossians 3, and they're all these letters that come together. So think on things above. As I said, I quoted Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. In other words, don't think the way that the world thinks. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we renew our minds when we read the scriptures. We renew our minds when we choose to believe what the Bible says and to do those things. Not just to think on heavenly things, but to think on godly things. What does God want me to do? How does God want me to live my life? Are the sort of questions we should be asking. And as it goes on in Colossians chapter 3, this is what verse 3 says. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You died. Now, you may not be literally dead, but your life is hidden with Christ in God. Again, a week or two ago, I preached on how in Ephesians chapter 2, how that Jesus has made us alive. And I had said, I'm alive because Christ Jesus has made me alive. But if I'm alive, that means I used to be dead. And the death that I was talking about was dead in trespasses and sins, as it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And so there's this balance, there's this contrast that's been made all the time about being dead or being alive. That without Jesus, we're dead. But with Jesus, we're alive. But in order to get to Jesus, we've got to die and die to self. Jesus said himself, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And that denying yourself is almost like dying, almost. But it's not literal physical death, but it's denial of self. You see, we grew up with me, myself, and I, and this is what I want. And I'd said about the little children, about how people look in a beautiful babies, yet those babies are born in Adam, or born after Adam. And every single one of us come into the world like that. But then you have a choice to be born in Jesus by being born again. And that's how you become alive. But those little babies that I talked about, you know, whenever a child grows up, a child doesn't have to be taught to do wrong. And I know countless stories of the wrong things that children have done that I've seen, that I've watched. I remember stories about children at Christmas time, and a young child that may not be able to walk, but is able to crawl and get over to the Christmas tree, and it'll go to pull off one of the ornaments that's on the tree. And the parent will say, no, don't touch that. And the child will look at the parent and it will go back to touching the ornament. Now, where did it learn that? That was pure disobedience. Because we're born of Adam. And as it said in that passage from Ephesians chapter 2, is that the people who are born of Adam are ruled by the spirit of this world, i.e. the devil. And so a young child will do wrong because it's in its nature. And it's only whenever we're born again that we move in and get the nature of Jesus. According to 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And that's our choice whenever we choose to be born again. And so in Colossians, Paul puts it like this, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Galatians 2 verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live. Yet it is Christ lives in me. I have been crucified with Christ. And there's this picture in these pictures because of choices that we've made. So again, Colossians 3 starts off, if then you were raised with Christ, because if you've been crucified with him, you've then been raised with him. Ephesians 2, you've been raised with him and you've been seated with him in heavenly places. And so Paul is teaching us in different ways of trying to say it, is set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. Think like Jesus. Don't continue to think the way that you used to think. And yes, I know that we're not all babies anymore. We grew up, but we grew up learning bad habits, taking on bad habits and doing things the wrong way. But when we come to Jesus, we need to change. And we maybe at first don't understand how to change. And that's exactly what the readings for today are talking about. Is to set your mind on things above. Is to have the mind that's similar to Christ Jesus. Is to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now it goes on in Colossians chapter 3 here, and it talks about putting off the old things and putting on the new man. And there are decisions of things that we do, but those things that we do come through prayer, of just talking to the Father or talking to Jesus, but talking to God. Bring everything. There's a hymn that is sung so often, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." What it says in verse 8 of Colossians 3 is, "But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds." Now that's a choice that we have. Each of us have different things, and we may not identify with that particular list. But there are things that we all struggle with, and we don't all struggle with the same thing. But there are things that we know aren't right. There are things that we have problems with, if we're truly honest. And what this is telling us is that the best way to deal with that is for us to put them off. And the way that we put them off is before God. And just in your heart, or where you're standing or sitting as you listen to this, to just take those things and to say to God, "God, I want to put these off. I don't want these things ruling my life anymore. I know that you're not pleased with them. And I want to get rid of them because I don't want to live that way anymore." And in a way, the best way to picture this is that first one. Let me read those again. Verse 8. "But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger." Can you imagine Jesus being angry? I know I can't. Wrath, malice, blasphemy. The final one there is filthy language. Can you imagine Jesus swearing? No, of course not. So then why do many of us, and we call ourselves Christian? And there again, even as I say that, because we call ourselves Christian. In other words, I'm like Christ. And so if you suffer from any of those, then Paul encourages us to put them off. And the way that you do that is by setting your mind above. Is Jesus like this? There's, just as I say that, I'm reminded of a bracelet that a lot of young people used to wear, and it had on it, "What would Jesus do?" What would Jesus do? And it was in the line of trying to do things. Should I go here? Should I go there? Should I do this? Should I do that? But I want to apply that, "What would Jesus do?" as in, would Jesus be angry? Would Jesus have wrath? Would Jesus be full of malice? Would Jesus have blasphemy? Would Jesus have filthy language coming out of his mouth? And I believe every single one of those, the answer is no, of course not. Well, if there's any of those in my life, Lord, I'll put them off. I don't want to be like that. Help me not to be like that today. And I might have to pray it 2 or 3 times today. But what it is I'm trying to be more like you. Well, then it goes on. And it says, well, let me read. I was going to just read verse 10 on its own. But let me just read from verse 8 again. "But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you've put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him." So we've put on the new man. Now, in a very real way, the new man is what I quoted in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God. And that is true. But there is a sense of there are things that we deal with in life. And this is what it goes on in verse 12. It says, therefore. And remember, the word therefore is only understood if you read what comes before in order to find out what it's there for. And we've done that about putting off and putting on. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on. So here it is again. This is what you need to put on. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Let me read that list again. Put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love. How do you put those things on? Because that list is a beautiful list. Will you put them on in the same way as you put off the bad things? In prayer. Because you come to God our Father, and you come to Jesus the Holy Spirit, and you pray and ask him, Lord, help me to be tender. Tender mercies. Help me to be kind. And maybe you only pick one of them or a couple of them. And I'm going to do my best to be kind and humble today. Give me opportunities where I can be meek or have long suffering, which is patience. To be, perhaps there's somebody that you find it difficult to deal with and you need to be patient. And along with patience comes forgiveness. Because you choose to forgive the person. But they hurt me. Well, Jesus forgave you. And if Jesus has forgiven you all of your sins, how can you not forgive? But they hurt me. And you forgive them again. We remember the story of in the Gospels, where one of the disciples came to Jesus and says, how many times should I forgive my brother? 7 times? And Jesus said, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. And that sounded like impossible. And yet that's what this is about. That's having the mind of Christ. That's being like Jesus. That's doing things the way that he did. And we remember back in Philippians chapter 2 that he was and is Almighty God. He was all-powerful, created everything. And yet, he became a man just like one of us. And as Paul said in Philippians 2 and verse 5, let this mind be in you. That's the challenge. The challenge in us is to have the same mind in us that was in Christ Jesus. So think on these things. Consider these things. Look at the letters, at the epistles that Paul wrote. I've mentioned a few. Philippians chapter 2, Romans chapter 12, Colossians chapter 3, Ephesians chapter 2. And you see the same story, the same picture coming through. Put off the things that are not Christ-like in your life. Take them to God in prayer and put them off. And you might have to put them off a number of times each day. But with God's help, you will, as you are focused on thinking His way. And then put on these good things. Put on tender mercies. Put on long-suffering, patience. Put on forgiveness. Choose to forgive. Because Jesus has forgiven you. Jesus has forgiven me. Jesus has forgiven us all. How can we not forgive those whom we sin, those whom we see? I was just thinking there of the passage, how can you not forgive those who you have seen and yet you believe in someone you haven't seen? We got to be careful and we got to be mindful of the things that we do. But as we're mindful of the things that we do, we have our mind set on the things of heaven. We have our mind set on what is above and not what is in the earth. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Think like He did. Think like He does. And take it to Him in prayer. And be changed for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.